Lost in My Feelings by 42 Do Not Panic and read by Co-Prime. Rating, mature. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Daredevil TV. Relationship, Matt Murdock / Foggy Nelson. Additional tags, trans Foggy Nelson, trans male pregnancy, alternate universe library, librarian Foggy Nelson, teasing, flirting, pregnancy, hot flashes, cravings, and alternate universe no powers. Summary: Matt comes home to his husband. Pregnancy can make Foggy feel too much at the same time, but luckily Matt knows just how to handle that. "Mr. Foggy?" a low voice asked, making him jump and reach for the blanket resting loosely over his legs in a panic. "Matthew," Foggy gasped, glaring at his partner and letting the blanket drape over his pregnant belly again. "I told you not to call me that at home," he grumbled. Matt could just hold back his laugh as he crossed the living room and leaned in for a kiss, but burst out of him as he brushed Foggy's bare chest and shoulders. "God, I'm sorry," he chuckled, cupping his partner's face with both hands and placing a soft kiss on his forehead. "How was I supposed to know you're lying around naked in the middle of the day, baby?" "I'm warm, okay?" Foggy pouted. It was difficult to stay annoyed at Matt when he was being this sweet, but Foggy had never been one to give up easily. "I thought tea messed with my body temp, but it's nothing against stupid pregnancy hormones," he complained. "I'm sorry, baby," Matt purred, trailing one hand down Foggy's side and over his belly to orient himself, then swinging his legs over Foggy's to carefully sit in his lap. "What can I do to make you feel better, sweetheart?" That was too much. How was a guy supposed to be annoyed at his husband when he was being this caring? "Oh, Foggy," Matt chuckled, catching a single tear with his thumb. "Don't cry, okay? I'm sure we can find something to make you feel better." "You're too sweet," Foggy muttered, sniffling and rubbing at his eyes to brush away the rest of his tears before he could actually start crying. "You want me to be less sweet?" Matt teased, softly tracing his thumb over Foggy's cheek. His free hand was resting on Foggy's belly now, feeling the heat of Foggy's body, the gentle curve of his bump, and the soft movements of their child. "If you want me to stop crying," Foggy muttered, looking up at his husband. His eyes were still swimming, and seeing the shy, fond smile on Matt's face, the glow in his dark eyes, and the relaxed slack in his body, didn't help any to stop the overwhelming wave of emotions. Within moments of joining Foggy on the couch, the tension and stress of a long day at the office had melted out of Matt's posture. His features had smoothed out, his shoulders had relaxed. Exhaustion was showing on his face now, but even that brought a warm feeling to Foggy's chest. Matt had never been someone who showed his emotions to the world. Too many years spent with people who told him that sharing his feelings was a sign of weakness, so seeing them this clearly would always make Foggy feel special. "Foggy?" Matt asked. His voice was soft and filled with fondness, but at the edge of it there was a hint of worry, too. "Sorry," Foggy chuckled, but he had to look away, blinking against the tears filling his eyes again, and trying to make his mind understand that this was a good moment and not the time to cry. "Hey, crybaby," Matt teased, easily avoiding the shove Foggy aimed at his ribs and forward so he could steal a soft kiss from his partner's lips. "You're gorgeous, did I tell you that before?" "Sometimes," Foggy sniffled. He had lost his fight against the tears, the hot flash had passed in the time they had been fooling around, and Matt, having to push himself up so he could lean over his belly, made him feel weirdly self-conscious about his pregnant body. "Hey, Fog," Matt cooed, shrugging off his suit jacket and draping it around his husband's shoulders. "You're beautiful," he hummed, scooting closer so he could straddle his partner's hips with his knees. "Tell me what you want to do, sweetheart," he hummed, softly tracing his hands over Foggy's sides, and over the stretch marks that had formed all along his side and over his belly. "I don't know," Foggy sniffled, swiping at his face with one hand and trying to pull the fabric of the too small jacket around to cover himself. "How about," Matt hummed, gently starting to rub Foggy's skin where he knew the weight of their baby was often pulling uncomfortably. "How about I get you some clothes and another blanket so you can snuggle up while I make us some dinner, hmm? And maybe when you're nice and comfy and have some food, you can figure out if there's something else you want." Foggy nodded, taking a deep breath in another futile attempt to stop the tears still running down his face. "You gotta talk to me, baby," Matt muttered, patiently trailing his fingers over Foggy's skin, up over his stomach and to his chest. "I still can't see you, you know?" The soft teasing was helping, somehow, making it easier to focus on thinking about Matt's suggestion. "Yeah," Foggy brought out, clearing his throat when his voice was threatening to break. "Yeah, I think that might be good." "All right," Matt smiled. "Do you have a sweater and some sweatpants right here, baby?" "No, I..." Foggy blushed, ducking his head a little. "I..." "You dropped your clothes right after coming home, didn't you?" Matt laughed, tracing along the faded surgery scars that ran along the curve of Foggy's ribs. "Why don't you ever do that when I'm home, hmm?" he asked, brushing Foggy's oversensitive nipples in a barely there touch. "Not like you could see it," Foggy gasped. He tried to arch his back, but between the weight of his belly and Matt leaning over him, he didn't get very far, turning the excited notes in his voice frustrated very quickly. "But I can still enjoy how gorgeous you are, baby," Matt hummed, considering for a moment. "How hungry are you right now?" he asked, resting his hands on Foggy's stomach again. "Not much," Foggy grumbled unhappily. "But you know that never lasts long these days." "Can you survive for a while on snacks if I order us some hot dogs and fries from Perry's?" Matt asked, running his hands along the curve of Foggy's stomach and to his back so he was wrapped around his partner as much as possible in their current position. "And in the meantime, we could get comfortable in our nice soft bed and I'll give you a massage." "I'm gonna get fat," Foggy complained, frowning unhappily as he studied Matt draped over his extended belly. "More fat, anyway." "Oh, sweetheart," Matt sighed, getting up so easily it made Foggy jealous. "You're not getting fat, Fog," he told him, probably for the thousandth time, and offered his partner a hand to help him get to his feet. "Come here, gorgeous," he hummed, softly pulling Foggy into an embrace and wrapping the blanket around him at the same time. "You're growing a whole damn human being. Gaining some weight is part of the course. So is having a heightened appetite and getting round and a bit more padded." He traced his hands down Foggy's back, along his curves, then back up to rest his arms around his waist. "You're perfect, just the way you are. Your body needs the energy. Our baby needs the energy. And you deserve to feel good." "I'm tired," Foggy muttered, hesitantly leaning into his partner. "Let's go lie down, okay?" Matt hummed, softly tracing his fingers over Foggy's skin, then grabbing the edges of the blanket to pull them tighter around his husband's shoulders. "Nice and warm and comfy. And if you fall asleep, I promise I'll wake you up extra gently when the food is here." "Yeah," Foggy was sniffling again. "Yeah, that sounds good." "That's what I thought," Matt hummed, brushing a kiss on the edge of his partner's jaw. He wasn't condescending. He didn't get impatient when Foggy didn't know what he should think or feel. Matt just gently guided him through moments like this, never pushing Foggy when he felt overwhelmed after a long day at work. "Come on, let's get comfy." The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.